Does
the puzzle? Okay, we good? Yeah. So now the Gemara suggests that no, perhaps really everyone agrees by Sagah Katana. And what do we say everyone agrees? Everyone agrees that?
Say again?
The Sagah Katana, the Gemara is suggesting everyone agrees by Sagah Katana, the minimum share of Sagah, is what? Is Rosh Rubo Vishalchana?
Yeah.
That it must reflect, it's a universal definition of Makom Diro. Makom Diro is defined universally, that it includes the table and the person. Okay, and it has to have 7x7, has to have both Rosh Rubo Vishalchana. Really, maybe everyone agrees with that. But the only question is, and everyone will agree, but the Maisa Achila itself definitely only has to have, Min HaTorah, only has to house the Rosh HaRuvah. It's only care about the Gavra. But the only question is a Gzera? Is there a Gzera Midrabanan that the person must actually have his Shulchan in also?
Wait, because you lost me on the Shulchana. They agree that it's that you have to have just Rosh HaRuvah Shulchana or Rosh HaRuvah Shulchana?
We're saying Rosh Rubah Shulchana. I don't know if we have a proof of that.
I think we'd assume that because we're trying to say that this person holds like Beis Shama. He's saying maybe it's not only Beis Shama, maybe everyone.
Proof. We have a proof in the Pshat. Good. Proof in the Pshat that it's suggesting at this point that everyone agrees you need Rosh Rubah Shulchana and Sukkah Katana. Okay? Why? Because the whole Gemara, what the Gemara said? The Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says, with Pop Sock, that the Sukkah has to hold Rosh Rubah Shulchana. So then they questioned him and said, are you paskining like Beis Shammai? And he said, yes, I am. Right? So the Gemara asks, so what do you mean? Why does that have to be Beis Shammai? Why do you have to restrict that to Beis Shammai? Maybe everyone really agrees that Sukkah has to be Rosh HaRuvah Shulchano. And the only machlokas is whether you're gozer in a Sukkah Gedolah. But everyone would agree by a Sukkah Katana, by this thing, and then he's not paskining like Beis Shammai or Beis Shulah. Right? Which the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Gemara rejects it and says, no, really, they're arguing by both. Okay, it ends up saying, really, they're arguing by both. But the attempt is to say that really everyone agrees that Sukkah Katana, that the Chavtza Shal Sukkah Katana is defined by an objective, universal sense. Universal sense means it has to house both the Gavra and the table, right? But, and Minatorah, the Maisa Achila, definitely only has to house the Gavra. My question is, where they goes from the Rabbanon, right?
What'd you say?
It goes from the Rabbanon to say that you need Shulchano also. You need Shulchano in the Sukkah. That's Machlokas. The Gemara concludes, no, really, it's Machlokas by both. It's Machlokas both by Sukkah Katana and by Sukkah Gedolah. Okay? So Katana, Machlokas, whether you need Rosh Rubah Shulchano or just Rosh Rubah. And then there's a further Machlokas about Sukkah Gedolah. I'm sorry, in Sukkah Gedolah, right? Whether insofar as the Maisa Dira, do you actually need the Shulchan to be in the table or not? Are you gozer or are you not gozer? Right, are you gozer that he's going to follow his table outside or are you not gozer? Right? So the question is, what could we say? What could we say about this machlokes, whether you're gozer or not? Again, it's always a hard machlokes to define whether you're gozer or whether you're not gozer, you know? But could we say anything here? Is there anything we could say? Good step. I mean, before you try to define the machlokes, I think it's important to have a clear definition for the gezerah, according to Beis Shammai. Because Beis Hillel just holds, he likes the way the Torah set it up, and he doesn't see a need to make a gezerah. I mean, it's hard, it's, so to speak, that he doesn't have to prove anything. I mean, the burden proves on Beis Shammai. I mean, to change things, and that's why it's hard with those gezerahs. I mean, if Beis Shammai has a good svar to make a gezerah, right? Beis Hillel doesn't have to accept that. I mean, not every time you have a good svar to make a gezerah means that you're actually going to make it. I mean, so gezerah is based, like I was saying the last time, gezerah is based on quantitative factors. Just because the gezerah is based upon the fact that they see that it's a siyag, right? They need to protect the Torah. So obviously the Torah didn't make up the Derabbanan, so in the perfect system, really, it shouldn't exist. But it's only because there is some sort of deficiency in the cloud, people are going to make mistakes, something like that. So therefore, the Chazal evaluate that there is a danger here, and therefore we have to make a gezerah. Now, you could just say, I don't think it's shaykh to have a gezerah here. I mean, there's two reasons why you could reject someone's gezerah. Either because you hold that conceptually it's impossible to have such a gezerah, or you could hold it's possible, but you just don't hold by it. I mean, it's hard to evaluate that kind of thing. So, I mean, I think therefore, I mean, maybe we could get to which way to go. But I think the first thing when you have a gezerah is to define the gezerah. Because the gzera can't just be, we're worried about this, so therefore we make an esek. I mean, the gzera doesn't work that way. Kol d'rabbanan kein d'oraisa tiken. And has to, you have to set out what's the definition of the gzera. What did the chacham say conceptually? And then we're closer to understanding the whole, you know, the machlokes anyways. Okay? So, fine. So you did that. Something like this. Is that that a meal we said has two components. Okay? A meal has the component of the gavra. Okay? The Rosh HaBerubah. And the component of the table, the ochel, the food, the table, the whatever you want to call it. Okay? We'll call it the table. Okay? There's the person, there's the table. Okay? But the table is really the food, the meal, you know? So there's the person part of the meal, and then there's the part of that which the person is relating to, the table and the food. Okay, and a meal has those two parts. Now we said that according to, let's say, Beis Shammai, Min HaTorah, in the Shir, if you're defining the Chafta of a Sukkah, Chafta of a Sukkah is a Makom Diro, which means a Makom which could house a meal. Okay, that's what it is, a Makom which has the ability to house a meal. A meal has two components, the Gavra and the table. Okay? That is, he recognizes that idea. That's exactly what a makom dira is, a place which could house a meal. A meal is a double entity. Okay? It has two parts. There's the gavra and the shulchan. Now that's the way Chavis Shammai says, Min HaTorah, that's the chat, the sir k'tan. But he says like this, so when it comes to the maisa ha-mitzvah of achilo b'vishiva b'sukkah, so since mitzvahs in general are, so to speak, he said gavra-centered, so therefore, the Maisa Mitzvah of Yeshiva, the Sukkah, only demands, so to speak, splits the meal. And says only the Gavra part of the meal must be in the Sukkah. Because that's really what the Mitzvah is going for. I mean, the guy is taking his security, so to speak, under the, you know, the roof of the Schach, you know. But it's not, they don't care where the food is to getting its security from. It's obviously the mitzvah is saying, the Maisa Mitzvah is that the Gavra must do his Maisa Mitzvah in the Sukkah. Right? Must do his Maisa Mitzvah in the Sukkah. Okay, his Maisa Achil in the Sukkah. His Maisa Achil goes by where he is. That's what we care about. We don't care about where his table is. That's not the Maisa Achil. Okay? But the Rabbanan saw a problem. The problem's going to be that since there is a phenomenon of a meal, okay. See, that's why I don't think it's just a practical problem. I think there's a concept behind the chashash also. Is that since there is an experience of a meal, I mean, that's an experiential thing, a meal. Okay, a meal in a person's world of experience, so to speak, is a single entity. I mean, there's him and his food and his table. And insofar as that's the case, his table is very much related to him, to where he's eating. So therefore, it's a good chashash that if part of the meal, so to speak, the food part of the meal is outside of the sukkah, then perhaps he's going to follow his food outside of the sukkah. Okay? In other words, once a part of the meal is outside, maybe he'll follow it. Okay? Like if you said, for instance, you said if there's a tree outside, he'll go out and eat. But the tree has nothing to do with the meal. I mean, here a part of his kvias, part of his achila, is really outside. So there's a chashash that he's also going to, this the other part, him, he's going to also go outside. Okay, that's a reasonable chashash. Okay? Part of it's outside, the whole thing's going to go outside. Okay? He's going to follow the food. Okay? So therefore, what the Chacham said is that that midrabbanan, the entire meal must, the Maisa Mitzvah is that the entire meal must be in the Sukkah. Okay. The meal you see as a concept is a halachically recognized concept so far as the chavetz of a sukkah. The chavetz of a sukkah is the shear of a sukkah is that which can house a meal. You see the Torah is recognizing that idea, this generic universal meal. But the Maisa Mitzvah of the sukkah in the Torah only focuses on the Gavra. But the Rabbanon say that you see the Torah does recognize this idea of a meal. Right? It does recognize that idea so far as the chavetz. So it's saying that the mitzvah is that your meal must be in the sukkah. Okay? Even though in the Torah it's gavra-centered, it's only the gavra part of the meal, but midrabanan, the entire meal must be inside the sukkah. Why? Because if a part of the meal is outside the sukkah, the other part's going to head out there in a few minutes. Okay? So therefore they demanded that the entire meal is in the sukkah. That's the demand midrabanan. Okay? So that's exactly. But perhaps you could argue, and I think this is what Matt was saying, is that according to Beis Hillel, who holds that the Shir Min HaTorah is Rosh HaVerubah, okay, which means that he doesn't recognize this universal idea of a makom dira. He holds that the chafza of a sukkah is only that which can house the maisa mitzvah of a chila basukkah, a yeshiva basukkah, which is only the gavra. He basically doesn't recognize this idea of the meal, this two-part entity of the meal. He, according to him, in the deraisa, you don't find any such entity. There's no such thing like that. So it could be that the gzera can't get off the ground. What are you going to say? What's the gzera? That the meal must be... There's no such thing as the meal. Where do you see halacha even recognizes that idea? You say, what, if the one part of the meal is inside, then the other part of the meal... There's no such thing. Where do you see halacha recognize that phenomenon for which you could say that the meal has to do? You can't just create an institution called the meal if not for the fact that you see it in the deraisa. So since Beis Hillel doesn't hold that there exists in the deraisa, in the shir, such an entity, all there is a chafta which could house the maisa hamitzvah v'chila v'saka, and that's all we care about is the gavra. The maisa hamitzvah v'chila is only the gavra. So now, it's true, as Shimon Chami said, he may be worried, he may have that chashash, practically the guy's going to follow his table, but not any chashash could eventuate in a gezerah. As Matt gave an example, if you have a bakery outside across the street from the sukkah. So you can't make a gezerah, you're not allowed to have a bakery outside the sukkah, because maybe you're going to follow your go outside of the sukkah and eat in the bakery. Because there's no halachika, how do you make that asr? Mitzvah sukkah, where in the categories of what's lacking my maisachi and the dira besukkah if there's bakery across the street? Maisachi is 100% good. Well, what's outside? There's not, I'm 100% in the sukkah. But if you tell me there's a phenomenon of the meal and halacha recognizes that, and a part of my meal is outside, namely the shulchan part of my meal, which Beis Shammai says is recognized in the Torah, then you could say that the Rabbanan said that the whole meal has to be inside the sukkah. The Rabbanan. Then you could have it earlier. But Beis Hillel doesn't hold by that in the Deoraisa on Sukkah Katana, so then he does no. It's not possible for him to have it by Sukkah Gedolah. You could argue. And then, so therefore you wouldn't, Beis Hillel couldn't hold by the Gezerah. Couldn't hold by Beis Shammai's Gezerah. But the other way is possible. You could hold like Beis Shammai, that Minata Torah does recognize the idea of a meal. Okay? But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to hold that they made a Gezerah. Again, just because it's possible to make a Gezerah doesn't necessarily mean that there is a Gezerah. Okay, that, as I said before, is subject to quantitative factors. Okay? Just means it's possible. But the other way you could argue is not possible. If the Torah isn't recognized, the Rabbanan can't create it. I just want to say, I'm not positive. I'm not sure about this thing of Beis Hillel. I mean, perhaps you could say that even though Beis Hillel holds in Torah, Minat Torah, there is no recognition of this idea of the meal, and even the shir of the chafza is only the Maisa, the Kviyas of the Gavra. That's all we care about. Even the Torah doesn't recognize this meal anywhere. But still, you could say Midrabanan, there is an idea of the meal, and the mind has such a category that there is an idea of a meal. So maybe you could say that the Rabbanan, because of their chashash, the Rabbanan said that the meal has to be in the sukkah. The Torah doesn't have that category, it's true, but maybe you could say it anyways. Torah, the Rabbanan could create it, it's a logical construct. And then the machlokus would be, did the Chachamim demand that the entire meal is in the sukkah? Or did they just say no? Only the gavras, they left it like the deraisa. You know, I'm not positive. Again, it would be nicer if he held it was impossible to say it. Because color one can, I mean, there's a good argument. Color one can't deraisa take them. It's a nice logical category, but Torah didn't recognize it, and it's a sukkah, so you can't just make it up. It's a nice thing in your mind, but it's not in the halacha. You know? And then the machlokas is nice. But I'm just not, you know, I'd leave open the possibility. It could be that even if it would be possible, still there is room to argue. Just because it's possible doesn't mean they're going to make the gezerah. So again, I just don't want to, you know, be 100% committed on that. Yeah. Okay, so where's that Leo? So we're just going to read through this Tosus. Damar l'chamani beis shamahi. What Tosus mean now? Okay? Just go read through it to get to the crux. Okay, because there's somewhat cheshbon here. But we have to have clear the cheshbon of the Gemara. So the cheshbon of the Gemara was that Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak was saying the halacha is that the sukkah has to hold. The minimum shear is Rosh Ruvah V'Shulchana. Okay? That's what Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said. And Rabbi Abba says, who are you going, like Beis Shammai? And he said, yes, definitely. I'm going like Beis Shammai, some gersa or other. That is Beishamai, and that is either Rabbi Abba's endorsing it or Shmuel Beitz is endorsing it. Bottom line is the Gemara is endorsing that with regard to this question of Sukkah Katana, we are going like Beishamai. Okay? That's clear. Okay? Then the Gemara also does is somehow it says that this machlok is Beishamai by Hillel is really Bitarati Pligi. It's machlok as by Sukkah Katana and a machlok as by Sukkah Gedola. So now the question is going to be, we know how we paskin by Sukkah Katana, the Gemara paskins. Okay? Beishamai v'lo tazuz mina. Question is, what do we paskin by Sukkah Gedola? Alright, that's going to be basically the issue. Okay? So let's see Tosos. V'seder of Amram pasak b'shisha mekomot alach k'beishamai. Okay, in six places alach like b'shamai. Chada ahay de Sukkah, tshrichosh temach sekes rosh ruv v'shulchano. This is one of the Sukkah, the Shir v'sukkah. V'idach m'menachos pekat chelet k'beishad ha-mitzitzes, b'shamai pochum b'shul mechayivim. Okay. Od l'sham kama chutin anosim b'shamai amadal v'shul amam gemel. Okay, we don't have to go through these. Od hasam kama te mishalash b'shamai amadal v'shul amam gemel. B'chol hani avdi k'beishamai. V'idach m'sechas brachos pek el dvarim b'shamai amachad desu v'shakach m'adun edayim v'aminim v'gemara v'kul, right? V'aminim v'gemara, that's fine. In that one. V'aminim v'gemara v'kulay perkin halacha k'beishamai bar mehach. K'beishel bar mehach. Right, and we say in the Gemara in that whole parak, Halachos like Beis Hillel and all those things in that parak, except for that one case, in Eil Dvarim, that case of Mechal Nesavayas. Oud Hasam Besof Perak Agabe Misha Achal Veshasa Veshachach Velo Birech the Maisi Gmar Uvde Derav Berachana the Ashkach Yona De Dahava Yichad Yachad of the Chad Talmud Davik Beis Shammai the Ashkach Arniki. So Oud Rav Berachana Davik Beis Shammai. I'm sorry. So it says Rav Rechana did like found the Yonah of gold, and another Talmud who did like Beis Shammai found the wallet. Vidach Talmud David kibes Hillel v'achla Aryeh. All right. So it says that it brought a story that it says Rav Rechana and someone else that both did like Beis Shammai and they ended up being very fortunate. Their luck turned their way, whatever that means. And someone like Beis Hillel ended up getting eaten by a lion. So that implies that in that case also the Psak is like Beis Shammai. Okay? Fine. The Ksas Kasha had the Kamar Bahasam Bekula Pirkin Halach Beis Hillel Bar Mehach. Right? So the question, if that's the case, so the in Misha Achal, it said in that parak of Parak Eil Dvarim, it says Halach is like Beis Hillel all the kids except this one case on Nanal from the base. But then it brings a story seeming to imply this other case also should be the halacha is like Beis Shammai, because it says the guy got eaten by a lion for going to Beis Hillel, implies it's not the way the halacha is. He says Hashem Hashem to Beis Hillel Nami Modul Chachila Mi Avdin Beis Shammai. Fine, but perhaps maybe Beis Hillel agrees in that case. Okay, so therefore got eaten by a lion for not being machmir. Whatever. Fine. Ve'al Masha pas like Behach Dehacha Beis Shammai. Right. So over here he paskins like Beis Shammai. Ein Lahakshus Mother Mirin Perakam of the Brachos. Okay? And here's the Gemara in Brachos, which is kedai to look into. Okay, but basically it has a question there, machlokas regarding Krishma. Question machlokas regarding Krishma about whether you should sit up and should you lie down for the nighttime Krishma and stand up for the daytime Krishma? Right, shachbov kumecha. Beis Shammai says you should. Beis Hillel says no. He says lech tchavederach teaches you always read a kedarko. Okay, and what does mean shachbov kumecha? Means the time of shchiva and the time of kima. Okay, that's a machloka. So, should your bodily position, so to speak, reflect the, which kriyishma you're doing? Okay, is it the kriyishma of shachacha and shachacha, the kriyishma of kumecha? Or no, you say the bodily position is normal, always the same. And the only question is, it's just a matter of the time. Okay, so that's a machloka shacham Beis Hillel. So it has that story, and it has a machloka there about whether if you do like Beis that we pass on like Beis Hillel, that really you do a kedarko. But let's say you do like Beis Shammai, that you actually lay down at night and you actually stand up in the morning. Okay, what happens, okay, if you do it that way? And the Gemara there says, "Amar Rav Yosef, also k'dir Beis Shammai lo sevel klum." He says, "If you do, Rav Yosef says, if you do like Beis Shammai, meaning if you lie down for the Krishma at night, it's meaning it's lo sevel klum, it's nothing." Okay, that's what the Gemara there said. And he brought a proof. Umaisi Raya. He brought a proof. Me'ahi milsed the sukkah. Okay, from this thing of sukkah, he said, "Ma'isa Rav Yochanan Achorni Shechala lo chuzikne Beis Shammai zikne Beis Shammai lebakra." They visited him. Right, it turns out he was sitting with his table. He was in the sukkah on his table. He was in the house. Right, you would have never been yotzei mitzvah sukkah like that. Right? Umaskinon Hasam, the halachic Rabbi Yochanan Achorni. And like the Gemara there concluded that the halachic Rabbi Yochanan Achorni, which means that it's okay, that apparently it's not true, but you're allowed to sit with your table outside, right? Which is like who? Like Beis Hillel. So that's a contradiction, because you're telling me the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Halacha, all right, you need Rosh Hashanah, but in that case over there, right, in that case over there, the halacha is the opposite. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. Right? Yeah, that's his problem. The problem is it seems a contradiction. On the one hand, the parts of Beis Shammai, on the other hand, the Gemara's parts of Beis Hillel. Okay? So he says, the answer is no problem. That he plugged to Beis Hillel Gedolak in the Maskinon, the Betarti Pligi. So he says, yeah, they're two different machloksim. So we paskin like Beis Shammai about Sukkah Katana, that the shear is Rosh Aruva Shulchano. But that doesn't mean we make the gezerah. We paskin there's no gezerah. Right? Fine. So that's, I think, in line with what we're saying so far. No problem. Right? Just because you could make the gezerah doesn't mean you have to. Okay? We don't hold by the gezerah. Okay? And I think they even say, I don't think Tosa says it here, but they say is that, we always passel like Beis Hillel. So in general, we passel like Beis Hillel. So it happens to be, in this one case, the Gemara passel like Beis Shammai, fine, but that's one case where there's no reason to follow, to, since they're two separate machlokes, then why should we break from our normal pattern of passel like Beis Hillel? Where the Gemara tells us passel like Beis Shammai, passel like Beis Shammai, that's Sukkah Katana, Sukkah Gedolo, passel like Beis Hillel. Okay? But Tosa says he has a problem. Mihu Shmaitin Hasan Tema. Okay, the Gemara there is difficult. And this is what we're going to have to, this is, I think, the important part of Tosa's, okay? And it says the Gemara there is difficult. Okay, he wanted to prove. Remember, the Gemara question was: if you sit, do Krishma laying down, are you yotzei or not? If you do like Beis Shammai, are you yotzei or not? So, he wanted to prove from this case, because why did he prove it? Because Beis Shammai said that if you would have sat in this manner with your table outside, you would have never ever been mekayim mitzvah sukkah. So, you see that Beis Shammai holds that if you do the mitzvah like Beis Hillel's way, you're not yotzei mitzvah sukkah. Right? So similarly, the Gemara is going to argue, if you do Kriya Shema, Beis Shammai's way, Beis Hillel is going to say, you're not Yotzei Mitzvah Kriya Shema. Right? That's the simple reading. He says, but how do you prove that? Right? The Raya, the Maisi, Be'asaka Beis Hillel Mairi. That Raya is saying, if you do, if our case of Sukkah is what Beis Shammai will say if you do like Beis Hillel. But the case there is if you hold like Beis Hillel and you do like Beis Shammai. Yeah. Okay? I don't know. Therefore, seemingly saying it should be different. The question is, why should that make a difference? I mean, what's the question there? It's something we have to explain. Well, but it's the same thing. What's the difference? I mean, why should that make a difference who you're holding like? I mean, Bisham Bisel, I mean, either way, if you do like the other guy, you're Yotze. But Tosa somehow doesn't like that. Okay? Tosa somehow doesn't like that. The Ode, Vichitorch Rayalza, Echa Delach, Gibes Hill, Shemasa Bisham Bisel. It's funny. On the other hand, it's like an opposite question. It's like, on the other hand, you need to prove to me that if you pask in one way, then you go, then you do the other way, then you're not Yotzei? Of course you're not Yotzei. Otherwise, what's the psak? Right? It's funny. On the one hand, he's saying, how could you prove from there? Because that's, this thing is talking about Shammai and that's Beis Hillel. On the other hand, he says,